Good evening, everybody, and thank you for coming. I am Bobby Osinski. I am the co-writer of Ken Scott's book, Abbey Road to Ziggy Stardust. Yeah, you're gonna love it. So before we start, let me give you a little bit of background on Ken Scott. Because I'm sure that a lot of you know this, but a lot of you don't. Ken has really an illustrious history as an engineer and as a producer. He was one of the five main Beatle engineers and worked a lot on Magical Mystery Tour, White Album, and later on numerous Beatle solo records like Ringo's It Don't Come Easy, Give Peace a Chance, Cold Turkey, the George Harrison album, All Things Must Pass. He also is a producer of Lot of Note, and as a matter of fact, we're all familiar with a lot of the stuff he's done for David Bowie albums, including Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I know. You know, the interesting thing with that is it's been so influential to so many people over here, but Ken doesn't believe that, so make sure you tell him. He's also recorded Elton John, Duran Duran. He's produced acts like Supertramp, a couple of wonderful Supertramp albums. He's done Devo, Kansas, The Tubes, and also basically started a revolution in the jazz rock area. He recorded Mahavishnu Orchestra, Stanley Clarke, and Billy Cobham. Changed the sound of that whole genre completely.
Yeah.
So, that being said, I want to tell you one other thing before we bring Ken out. When I was doing research for the book, I was curious at how many records Ken was involved in, how many records actually were sold that Ken was involved in. So I started to count them up, and if anybody's ever tried to do that, you know that it's not an easy task. So I gave up at about 200 million. Now that's not $200 million, not 200 million pounds, it's 200 million units sold. And that was not all of them. It goes well beyond that. So I know you want to hear a lot more. You don't want to hear from me, you want to hear from Ken. So please welcome the legendary Ken Scott.
Good to see you again, J.W. Yes.
Well, last time we saw each other, it was at the Musicians Institute. You gave a wonderful talk there, and it was, you know, almost like that one-man show, just you sitting up there talking about your days as a recording engineer. It was a great evening, and I really thank you for taking a minute after the thing to sit with me and give me a small interview.
My pleasure.
Sort of the name Ken Scott about six times.
And but it's understandable.
It's Ken Scott, that's a really tough name.
So there are enough of us. There's a photographer, there's a leather worker, there was an old character actor that died a few years ago. You look up the name Ken Scott on Wikipedia or somewhere. In fact, there's one site that it gives my birthday, but then and says I'm a record producer, but then goes into the whole thing about the character actor. So yeah, it gets confusing at times, so I hold no grudge against you for forgetting my name.
That's all right. I only said it, you know, like six times before I got in front of you.
Yeah.
Only to stand in front of you and totally just stare at you.
Of course.
So, anyway.
It's my charisma.
It is. Yes. It's totally your charisma. Let's talk about the book. This is new for you. Is this your first book?
Yes, it's my first book.
This is your first.
Oh, yeah, I'm terrified.
Okay.
It's records I'm used to.
Because another one's coming up now, the drum thing, right?
Well, that's not a book. That's a DVD. Yeah, it's the Epic Drums EDU is that's a video and it's.
We'll get into it.
Yes.
We'll get into it in a second. Let's start out with the book. First of all, you're an engineer. You started your career at Abbey Roads.
Correct.
One of the first. You came in. One of the cool things I remember about your book, by the way, I read the gallery copy. I loved it. I'm going to go into that in a second on why I liked it and give you some feedback there. But I remember one of the first things you talk about, and this is really cool to me, and that is how you visioned something and it came to pass. Because one of the first stories in the book is you saw an engineer in a room, and you said, that's something I want to do that. Well, and what happened?
Yeah, well, I had the hots for this young English singer called Carol Dean.
Right.
She'd had a few hits, and eventually she had a TV show on called Here Come the Girls. And one of the shots, I was hot to trot. I was up by the TV screen, drool coming down the side of my mouth, watching Carol. And at one point, they show her singing into a mic, and the camera pans up to this huge window up the top. And behind the glass of this window, there was this big gray desk-like thing and a guy sitting there. And I knew instantly, I want to be him. I've got to be him.
Why, you want to be close to Carol? Or
it wasn't just that. I did have a tape recorder at that point and was very interested in recording anyway. But it's that plus being able to look down on Carol, I guess, could have been something to do with it.
Right, so take your love of the recorder.
Yeah.
That you got an early tape recorder and you used it a lot when you were a kid and had some real
absolutely,
good fun with it.
And I just knew I had to do that, and I didn't know at the time that that was number two studio at Abbey Road, that the engineer was a gentleman by the name of Malcolm Addy, who eventually became one of my mentors and a friend. And I knew I had to work towards that. So for the next few years, I was working towards that. Finally, I got completely fed up with school, left, and I didn't just leave. I wrote to a few places on a Friday night, mailed them off on the Saturday, had an interview at Abbey Road on the Tuesday, was accepted by them on the Friday, and left school that day and started the following Monday. So within 9 days, I left school and started working at what became the most famous recording studio in the world.
And I love that story because not only does it talk about you were lucky enough to know what your passion was, but you took your passion, worked it into a job that you had seen and envisioned before.
Yeah.
That's huge. And it was something that you've never gotten tired of.
Absolutely not.
And it's reading your book, you love it.
Oh, absolutely. It's my passion completely. It's I've had a blessed life. I got to do what I wanted to do, what I needed to do, and it's been 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times better than I could ever have expected. It's been amazing, and it still is.
Well, that's great. Let's talk about the book itself, because you just said to me a second ago, this is my first book, and I'm totally scared.
Yeah, absolutely terrified. Well, I've made so many records. I know the whole run up to them coming out. I know what's good. I know what's bad by now, in my own humble estimation, anyway. The book, I've no idea. I can't gauge it at all. I've been second-guessing myself like you wouldn't believe. Well, they won't be interested in this bit. Well, maybe I should shorten this. Maybe I just terrified.
Well, you wrote the book with Bobby
Ozinski.
Yeah. What did he bring to it? Did he help you write it?
The way it worked was Bobby and I were put together by Alfred Music Publishing, the publishers of the book.
And we're at their offices today.
Right. And Bobby has written many, many books, all of them technical up to this point. Now, I didn't want this book to be a technical manual. There are enough of those out there.